to Sight.
Spend the day with Sight.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Dear listeners, good morning, greetings and loving Sairam from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. A warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live, live hosting and broadcasting from Radio Sai Studios. This is a segment, Soul Inspiration, and I am Raghu from Radio Sai team. In the second half of the segment, Morning Glory, you listen to an interview with Mrs. Malini Kalyanam. It was as part of the radio program Tryst with Divinity, and you listen to the first part of the interview. In conversation with her was Radio Sai's Bishop Rushdie, and the second part will be aired next week. All right. At the very outset, dear listeners, let us all collectively offer our most humble, prayerful and grateful pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and the listener, the heart and soul of Radio Sai Global Harmony, that is Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. The time in our studio is exactly 11 a.m. Indian Standard Time, and today is 15th of November. Well, the second half of the most happening month in Prashant Nilayam calendar has begun. That is, second half of the month of November has begun. Today is 15th, and the weather in the Divine Valley is quite awesome. It's cool and pleasant. In fact, from yesterday, the temperatures have come down, and it's the months of winter have come, have dawned on the valley. So it's the second half of the month of November, and we are going to have a lot of programs in this fortnight, as we'll witness the 93rd birthday of our Divine Mother Sai. So the celebration will start, as always, on 18th with the Ratotsavam. And the 19th, that is Monday, will be the Ladies' Day. And on 20th and 21st, 2 days, there will be a conference, that is Living with Sai, conference by Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization. And there will be programs in Sai Kuranth Hall and in Purnachandra Auditorium as part of the conference. In fact, this conference is mainly for spiritual self-audit. And then on 22nd will be the 37th convocation of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, and on 23rd is Swami's Divine Birthday. So today in this segment, Soul Inspiration, in fact, we have got 25 minutes in this segment and before the next segment of Thursday Life. So I'm going to play for you a couple of bhajans, and these bhajans will be interspersed by the audio of the video series Golden History. So let's listen to that. Have a listen, please, dear listeners, and I'll meet you again next Thursday at 11 a.m. Jai Sai Ram.
Jai Siya Ram.
Hanuman blossomed into the true devotee of the Lord, carrying out the wishes of the Master to the very last word. The Lord wanted to further highlight the qualities of His greatest devotee, to demonstrate to the world the ideal example of a true sadhaka. Under the veil of human emotions, a divine play was being enacted.
Oh, sovereign of Kishkindha, some monkeys have invaded Madhuvana.
Who are they, Dadimukha?
Those excited vanaras, avid for fresh fruit, are led by none other than Yuvraj Angada and Mahabali Hanuman.
Hanuman? Lord, the ignominy of failure would never allow Hanuman to let the vanaras indulge in the ecstasy of celebration. They must have surely succeeded in the search for Mother Sita.
Kanugontin kanugonti janakini shokavyakula swantana jananin ravanulankalo vanamulo ప్రత్యర్థి కూటంబులు అనిశంబుల్ భవదీయ దివ్య పద పద్మారాధనా దీక్షయై దినమున్ వెకిడుచుండే నిన్నుగన తండ్రి రామచంద్ర ప్రభు
Prabhu, I have seen Mother Sita. I spoke to her. And here, Lord, Mother asked me to give you this. Sita. Sita. Hanuman. I find myself at a loss for words. The news of Sita that you have brought has lifted me from the depths of despair. I know not how to thank you. Tell me, Maruti, how is my Sita? How is my Janaki?
Prabhu, what can I say of Mother Sita? The external fires of torture executed by Ravana and the internal flames of sorrow are consuming her. With every passing moment, she is melting away in the agony of separation from you, Lord. Your name is her breath. Your thought is her food. Her life is hanging by the thread of Ramanama.
Agraja, it is time for Rama Bala to rescue her. Even a moment's delay seems like a yuga for me. We must march and rescue Mother from her sufferings.
Yes, Lakshmana. Sita's agony fuels the fire of my advent. If the sweet melody of Dharma has to be resonant with the violent clashes of swords and maces, If the musings of truth and the hymn of love have to be triumphant in the destruction of Lanka, then we shall march.
Agraja, the shafts of Saumitri shall scatter the Rakshasas. For every verbal thrust administered on Mother Sita, hundreds of demons shall be consumed in my fury.
Lakshmana, you and the Lord are enough to wreak havoc in the enemy camp and cover Lanka in darkness with the barrage of your arrows. His is the Vajra Sankalpa. Thus victory is already achieved. It is the Master's mercy that he is using us as his instrument in his divine mission.
Hanuman, your faith in my word is unparalleled. Every thought, word, and action of yours has been dedicated to me. The unmatched service that you have rendered has touched my heart. Indeed, you are dearer to me than even Lakshmana.
Agraja, a limitless joy throngs me at your words. Even as I was fully immersed in your service, I realized that there were few pockets of vacuum left in your service. My heart longed to fill those gaps. At last, these were overwhelmingly filled by him. Hanuman, by satisfying the Lord, you have removed my worries. I am ever grateful to you.
Lakshmana, I do not see any greatness in my service. It is the Lord's mercy that lifted my service to that of yours. But Lord, by considering me dearer than even Lakshmana, you have enlightened me to a fact. The fact that my service should not be limited to you alone, but also to Lakshmana. Brother, I pledge servitude to you.
The noble emotions exhibited by both, untainted by jealousy or ego, have submerged me in happiness and pride. With you by my side, I have no doubts about victory. Sugriva, let us prepare for battle.
Your command is our life breath, O Raghunatha. O valiant ones, let the victorious march besiege the earth. The Devas and Manavas will witness in wonder as we mere Vanaras stand on the pages of history and proclaim ourselves as the loyal servants of Sri Rama. Let our youth, our pride, our energy converge into a single identity. Tomorrow with the rising sun, the Vanara Sena will march to offer their ultimate sacrifice for this Dharma Yuddha. Jai Shri Ram!
Jai Shri Ram!
The year was 1972. A couple in Hyderabad were blessed with a lovely, healthy baby. But their joy was short-lived. Soon, this son developed a skin problem which became worse every passing day. The father took him to various doctors in Mumbai and Hyderabad. The only cure, they suggested, is to give steroids. But that could irreparably damage his immune system. No one knew how long he would live then. The devout mother prayed intensely day and night. Their family deity was Lord Venkateshwara. The father too would worship, but at the same time, influenced by rationalists, he would always be skeptical of all the rituals. One day, when he was traveling in an auto rickshaw in Hyderabad, the vehicle stopped because the road ahead was crowded. The driver said, "Sai Baba is here. He is giving a discourse." Since the road was not clear, left with no option, sitting in the auto rickshaw, the father heard Bhagwan's voice for the first time. Interestingly, Swami was explaining at that very moment the inner significance of various rituals. This struck a chord in the man's heart and he said to himself, "I need to listen to this Baba more." In January of 1974, a family member who was an accomplished astrologer visited them and looking at the child, he said, "Something tells me that your son will be cured on the 7th of April." The father immediately asked, "Who will cure him?" And the astrologer said, "God will cure him." "Which God?" "Whichever God you believe in." And the father immediately responded almost sarcastically, "You mean to say the Lord of the Seven Hills will climb down, walk the 400 miles to Hyderabad, come into my house, take my son and cure him?" The astrologer humbly said, "I don't know the ways of the Lord, but something tells me it will happen." Bhagwan came to Hyderabad that year in April. The father started going regularly in the evening to Shivam as he was fascinated by the wisdom of Bhagwan's discourses. But the mother, who had heard about many miracles of Swami, was more interested in getting her son cured. Every morning she would take him for darshan and eagerly await for any blessing from Bhagwan. Days passed. Her agony intensified, but there was no sign of any special grace. Finally came the morning when Bhagwan was to leave Hyderabad. That day, as Swami waved at everyone as his final blessing, the mother just could not contain her pain and shouted out, "Swami, Swami, Swami." Bhagwan immediately stopped. He turned towards her and now started walking briskly to where she was. In no time, Swami was right in front of her. Bhagwan then took the baby onto his hands. The baby was full of pus and wounds. Not a centimeter in his body was without those repelling secretions. But Swami gently held him and then, with much love, whispered into the baby's right ear, "Taggutundi, taggutundi," meaning it will come down, it will come down. Bhagwan next looked at the mother and gave a beautiful smile and returned the baby. The mother was ecstatic, but the father was subdued in his reaction because he felt it was just an empty assurance but nothing in reality, as the baby's condition was still the same. One major routine for the parents every morning was to remove all the dressing and again tie the hands, the feet and the body of the baby with fresh soft cloth. When they began this exercise the next morning, to their utter amazement, as they removed every piece of cloth, they saw a skin that was clear, supple and shiny. All the pus had vanished. All the holes were sealed. All the cracks had melted away. It was as if someone had taken off the old skin and put on a new one, which was soft, gentle, and beautiful. The date, as predicted, was April 7, 1974. The father broke down in tears and cried out, "O Lord Venkateshwara, I have been worshipping you for 35 years and now you are moving amidst us in flesh and blood and I failed to recognize you." That historic day changed him and the family forever. It is in fact the Lord of Tirupati who in his infinite mercy willed to become the Lord of Puttaparthi. All we need is faith and sincerity. He will then fill our lives with peace and beauty.
Srinivasa Venkatesa Govinda करुणा करा करुणा